The Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Abraham and any other Andres, and John and Carla.
That is correct. Yes. This is the Common Good Radio Show, and that is Andresito, the Beast. Yes.
He does better than us every time. Like, particularly, like, remembering the guest's name, I mess that up every single time. So.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how he remembered the name. I don't know. It's just amazing. He remembers the names. He's got a really good memory.
Yeah, for brilliant son.
You're a brilliant man. Yes. And welcome to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your speaker and coach, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Pastor John McClain. Today we have a very special episode as usual. In the first segment, we'll be having Carla from La Frontera.
Yeah.
And then in the second segment, part of the show, we're going to be having our thing. We're going to be doing our thing.
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking either the Pastor John's verse of the week, we'll do the third segment, and then the fourth segment, we'll do your tip of the week.
Yeah.
Because I love that. I believe it's some tip of the week. But I was thinking maybe that third segment, we'll do something with your boys. And I want to find out, like, the ins and outs. I want the behind the scenes of, like, what's cool to the kids.
Okay.
Like, particularly, like, I got boys around their age. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that are listening, like, right out of, after Christmas. Like, your son has his camera here in studio recording the show. You got another one's got the little Polaroid. Like, I want to know what's happening in Roblox and Fortnite and Minecraft, and I want to be in on the end. So yeah. I'm thinking that
Abram's laughing because he heard Fortnite and Minecraft, and he's looking at him. He's just having a good time.
Yeah, they're going to tell me what's up. So maybe we'll have, like,
he's got it on loud. That's why it's too loud.
We'll have, like, the kids tips on the Common Good Show for the third segment. So, but something good. But I'm definitely, I like you, I'm excited to have Carla here. La Frontera is an organization that has, you know, is the foundation of this show. And if it wasn't for La Frontera, not only would we, you know, this, we wouldn't exist as a show, but there's just thousands of people in this community who may not exist as people. Real reality is so many people that could have taken their lives, could have overdosed on drugs, could have, you know, never found their place to where Carla and myself are, you know, through just finding a foundation and, you know, getting the support that you need that La Frontera provides. And thankfully, Carla and even myself are able to be, you know, a piece in that big giant machine. So I'm proud, you know, to have Carla here and to, you know, to endorse and promote La Frontera any way that I possibly can, because they've in a lot of ways they've saved my life.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Man. Same here.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So welcome, Carla. And, you know, I'm really grateful to have you here. I do remember you now, like, when, you know, you're like, you know, I remember you. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? And then I looked at you and I was like, oh yeah, I remember you now. And, cause I remember giving a presentation there, with, Carmen inviting me, and that's how I met you. Cause you were there. And honestly, like, I even, like, feel kind of, like, emotional right now just thinking about, wow.
Yeah, I can feel it. Like, ever since, like, you guys started talking, it was just like, it was just, you can tell that, you know, you guys are going through, like, something that's spiritual, like, something kind of like you guys made it through something together in a way.
Because we kept in touch for a little bit after his presentation.
Yeah, he's that type of person.
Once I was back at home, I was on Facebook and I found him and kept in touch with him for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I'm just really grateful to have you here, you know, just to be here and with your presence and just seeing where you were then to seeing where you are now. Wow. Like, I'm so
interesting. I love that. That's my favorite part of it. Right. That's my favorite part of this whole thing. And I'm sure, and you're seeing it. Yeah, you get to do the same thing. Even in, like, I think you're right. You know, I caught behind the scenes. You've been working La Frontera so far about 4 or 5 months. And even in that 4 or 5 months, I'm sure there's probably someone you saw when they first started coming to the Rap Center day one to now 5 months later where
there's already somebody that's calling us from, you know, a better place right now. And he's very thankful. Yeah. And it's a
so
blessing.
Rewarding. Yes. Yeah. It's definitely something that you don't put on a paycheck.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So I guess, let's get into the kind of rudimentary questions just for those who don't know La Frontera and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, for those who don't know who, like, La Frontera is, tell us, you know, what La Frontera is, what they do, and, you know, just tell us what you know about La Frontera.
Well, now that I work there, first I thought it was just counseling, you know, behavioral health services, mental health services, and now it's way more than that. Now that I'm working here, I've you know, learned all this new programs and all this help that we have in the county that I wasn't aware of. You know, that I'm very thankful to be able to, you know, help people out there with my job.
And then what exactly, what, like, department, what exactly do you do within La Frontera?
I'm a recovery aide at RAP, and that's a program for readily accessible people program. It's what it's called. It's for people with SMI, and we help people
and if
that
you
have
just
been
those
on the
who don't
street,
know what SMI is, what?
Oh, serious mental illness.
Okay. Yeah.
And we do outreach and help homeless people with serious mental illness that aren't able to do things for themselves.
Wow.
And we encourage them to, you know, move on from where they're stuck in right now, you know, because some of them, like my coworker was saying, are so used to living that lifestyle. They've been out on the streets for years that they don't know that there's, you know, anything better out there for them unless somebody shows them or tells them about it, you know. And that's why we do the outreach, because like the some people here are just camping at the same spot for years, and you know, having somebody come up to them and letting them know that, you know, we still care about you know, what's going on with them is very it's heartwarming to see how they feel after we've showed up.
Absolutely. And that's great that you're doing that for the homeless, because they probably do have a serious mental health condition because of the experiences that they've had, the traumas that they've gone through. And so, you know, I'm really glad that you're doing that, that you're helping those people. And it sounds like a really, you know, an amazing job for you. Like, you know, it sounds like it's been an amazing experience for you.
Yes, it is. It's very, very rewarding. I never even imagined how rewarding it would be. Yeah, at first when I, because I wanted to work in recovery at first, because when I went into La Frontera for my services, my client services, that's what I thought, you know, would be available. But later on, finding this job was a blessing.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. So we'll be talking to Carla a little bit more about what she does at La Frontera, going to be finding out more about La Frontera. And right now, I do want to offer the listeners, whoever's interested in taking their life to the next level, if you're ready to go for your goals and your dreams, I'm here to offer you a free consultation so that I can help you create a strategy for that big vision that you desire, that you've been waiting on for weeks, months, years, maybe even decades to take action on. And I will help you overcome that procrastination, that trying to be a perfectionist, so that you can get into action towards your goals and your dreams, and ultimately find your life's purpose so that you can leave a legacy behind. So if you're interested in a free consultation, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to give that to you. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We will be right back after this.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action Print and Copy. Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Now, back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission on 1030 The Voice.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Abram, here with other Andres, with John, and Carla.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I love that he does it, but every time he does it, I get demoted. Yeah. It's the first time I mentioned it, but I'm Pastor John. I have a title. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Pastor John McLean.
Yeah, Pastor John. But it's okay. Just the fact that you remember all the names, there's a lot to say for that. You already did it better than I do it every single time. So, like, Carla luckily is a name that you don't butcher easily, but I'm sure if I were to try to pronounce her last name, it wouldn't be pretty. Tell me the last name.
Gracia.
Oh, gracia?
Yeah.
Almost like gracias.
Yeah.
Gracia.
Yeah. Gracia. Uh-huh. Yes. Gracia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good one. But if it was, yeah, you're lucky. You got an unbutcherable name.
It means grace.
Grace. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we have Carla here in studio with us. She is a recovery aide with La Frontera, and she works at the RAP Center. The RAP Center, for those that don't know, it's pretty much the first point of contact for the unhoused population. If they get connected with housing, if they get connected with a job or job services, if they get connected with benefits, likely they went through RAP initially to do so. Mm-hmm. So certainly when you see somebody out in front of Circle K, or you see them, you know, even, you know, out by your house passing by, and you want to give them advice or a tip, let them know about La Frontera and RAP, because a lot of the agencies, Old Pueblo, Primavera, Salvation Army, so on, they have something similar to RAP, but in my experience, not as sophisticated as RAP is within La Frontera. Mm-hmm. So that being said, Carla, tell us more about where RAP's at, how people can get a hold of you guys. I just want to make sure we definitely touch on that piece as much as we possibly can, because primarily you're a cog in the public that are listening right now that want to call in 790-2040 to help the unhoused population, because I know we're all seeing a lot of camps pop up all over the place.
Yes.
We're seeing a lot more people panhandling than we are used to seeing. And if you do want to help, then this lady right here is one of the people that you'll want to get in contact with, or you want to put them in contact with, so that way you can help navigate these people to housing or to job services or to whatever they may need. Because as Carla will express to us, there's a lot of different needs that people have when they first come to her. So yeah, please explain to us where RAP is and how they can get a hold of you, that kind of fun stuff.
Okay, so we also help with resources, helping people, like, find, you know, resources. Mm-hmm. Thank God, like, we have a lot that we know, and other people that work with us, like, to tell us where to find things, right? Mm-hmm. But we're also a drop-in center and for homeless people, and we give people their hygiene kits, socks. When I first started, we were giving out lunches. Mm. Right now, we can also give out blankets. We have gloves, you know, stuff like that, waters. And then they also come up over here to sign up for a day program with La Frontera, mm-hmm. where they can go and shower and do their laundry and also have some case management. So when they come here, we also always encourage them to start case planning with mm-hmm. us and mm-hmm. get back in, enrolled with our services, or if they haven't made any contact with their case manager to, we encourage them to make some contact and have some more counseling with them and mm-hmm. yeah, case management mostly.
Nice. And like with your experiences, like, can you tell us like any particular story? I mean, you don't have to say names or anything like that, but can you tell us any particular stories of like any success stories or anything that you've experienced, or maybe it was an experience that you had there that you were like, wow, this was amazing?
Well, recently, I think there's people that come here with that have tried to rent themselves, but they struggle because of their record and stuff like that. So we help them with getting all their warrants cleared out and tickets. And, you know, someone got their license back. Someone just got housed after struggling finding a place because of felony. Mm-hmm. And that's rewarding for us to see.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I can definitely see how that could impact a life and even save a life because, you know, like, you know, God forbid if they still were on the streets, I mean, where would they end up, you know? And maybe some people were just ready to give up. And, you know, when you see those success stories, like, how does it make you feel and how can you relate to that? Because, you know, you've had like some type of a similar experience.
Well, that's what motivated me, actually, because hearing stories from other people, when I was in treatment, we would have people come that were already done with the programs. Mm-hmm. And it's just always really motivating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really rewarding to see others in the same spot that I am now.
So it sounds like, you know, you would have people come in and just talk about their experiences, and like when you would see these people, like what would you get from that, and how did it help you when you were listening to these people, like, you know, speak to you and their experiences?
Well, I feel we are very resilient beings after, you know, because I hear some really sad stories and they're still, you know, trying to make a life out of what they've gone through, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And what, go ahead.
Just in closing, about a minute before we take off, where are you guys located, and how can people contact you?
So we are at 1082 East Ajo Way. That's at the southeast corner of Park and Ajo.
Okay.
And we're on the side of the building. There's a side door. It's like next to Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how I tell people to get there. And our phone number is 520-882-8422. We are there from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to
8422.
Yes.
Okay.
520.
So you're Monday through Friday.
And from 8 a.m. to... We are there till 5, but we close at 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, 882-8422.
Yes.
At Ajo Park.
Right next to Carl's Jr.
Yeah. And it's at La Frontera building.
Mm-hmm. And if you know a house person, if you see a houseless person, if you a homeless person asks you for change, send them to a home park or call 882-8422. That's La Frontera. Also, go to lafronteraaz.org if you want to donate. This is a nonprofit that, as you see, helps many, many different groups, foster groups, the unhoused. They help the elders. I mean, there's just like a menagerie of groups that they help. So it wouldn't harm you to help them.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
Definitely go there, as well as go to veteranrescuemission.org. We help veterans. That's our specialty. We help house veterans, connect them with benefits and with income. And we also help provide job training program for them through our Veteran Thrift Program. That's at 1118 North Jones Boulevard on Speedway, just east of Country Club. Definitely stop by there. It's in the same parking area as Coffee Time Coffee Shop. We're always taking donations. Every Friday is Free Friday. You can get a free outfit no matter who you are every Friday, and every Tuesday, $2 non-premium items. So if you like a good deal, 1118 North Jones, Veteran Thrift is a place to go. We'll talk to you after the break.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwoodDentalAZ.com to painlessly book your appointment online.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I'm offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Abram, here with a other Andres, and here with Pastor John McClain.
Aw, thank you. I want to hug you.
Yeah, you have a good memory.
Hey, scoot over that way a little bit, right there, like where the pin's at, so the this camera can see you good.
Scoot over this way, big
guy. Yeah, scoot over this big guy. Scoot over here.
So that was awesome. Yeah, you're too smart for your own good, man. Pretty much go ahead and lock in your head right now, Andreas. Whatever you want to do, you're going to be that. So start getting excited now about the amazing thing that you're going to end up being. Like, I don't know, we haven't really talked about too much what you want to be. What do you want to be when you grow up? Have we ever discussed that?
A gamer, a YouTuber,
okay,
a watcher, and someone that doesn't get off electronics for the whole entire of their life.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't know if that's healthy, but yeah, if that's what you want, man, you will definitely do that. I'm sure you, man. Heck yeah. For sure. You'll definitely be a YouTuber. And that's super cool. And I don't see why not. Right now, you're doing it. And we'll start today with Kids Corner on the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Andreas and Abram.
Yep.
Hello.
Yep. I'm going to be a robot builder.
Okay, robot builder.
Awesome. Kidsy. Kids Entertainment.
Kids Entertainment in the corner.
K-E.
Okay, Kids Entertainment. Yeah. I'll take it. Okay, so Kids Entertainment here doing Kids Corner with Andreas and Abram. Okay, so what we really needed to know was, what is the hottest toy happening right now for kids ages 7 through 9? Because you, Abram, you're 7, you're 9, Andreas, right? Right? I'm not misspeaking, right? 7? You're 7, right, Abram?
Are you 7, Abram?
Yes. Thumbs up. That means yes. So what is, like, the hottest toy out there right now? Is it a hard one? Okay, let me ask the easier one. The hottest video game out right now.
What is the coolest video game out there right now, Andres and Abram?
Call of Duty, Apex, Rocket League, Among Us, and a million other different games.
What about Roblox?
I love Roblox.
Tell me about Roblox. What you know about Roblox?
I know.
And I like Minecraft.
Okay, Roblox and Minecraft.
I know that it's not an online dating game.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the 82nd rule?
The 82nd rule?
Whatever rule it is.
For the Roblox?
Yes.
I don't know the rules. I don't know. You're informing me. I just know what I'm learning about Roblox is the metaverse and how it interacts with Roblox and how you can actually buy property in Roblox and you can create your own businesses, and you can get money, and you can buy stuff inside of it.
All I like is playing the scary games in it.
What kind of scary games?
Tell me.
What do you like? Yeah, tell
Five
me.
Nights at Freddy's.
That one's not the scary at all. They make it too cute.
Five Nights and Freddy's, as you said, Abram?
Is That's it? How yes. you say it, Abram. Five Nights and Freddy's.
What is that? Explain Five Nights and Freddy's to me.
He doesn't know it, but I know everything about it.
Let me see. Tell us.
I know you get scared. There's jump scares, flashing lights, and really loud sounds. So if you're going to play
and
it...
one time we got jump
use
scared.
Use headphones. If you're going to play it, use headphones with the loudest noise ever.
Okay.
So if you get jump scared, just the loudest noise comes in and you bang off.
So within Minecraft... it has like its own worlds, and it's like its own games.
You make new worlds, servers,
and make your own characters and new games.
Nice.
Yeah. You can. I've got jump scared by Freddy. Remember when Freddy he saw me and he was like, he did that thing. Remember? And I got scared. I got jump scared.
Which one? The toy Freddy?
No, the one with the I think it was the robotic one.
Oh, the Wither Freddy?
Wither Freddy, yeah.
We didn't even get jump scared by him.
I got jump scared by him.
On night 4, that was the only scariest jump scare I've got is Puppet.
And Mangle.
Oh, Mangle, yeah. He was pretty scary, too.
Don't talk about Mangle.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah, Mangle has 2 legs. But 6 arms.
Stop talking about Mangle. I hate Mangle.
Has 2 heads.
I'm going to cry.
So did you, now that we had like a little time to think, did you have time to think about the coolest game, toy? Toy.
Toy, I think.
Because you have a camera. He has a camera. Is cameras are like, are those kind
of
like.
I really wanted a plushie of the, Freddy Fazbear.
Freddy Fazbear. Explain it to me.
What is Freddy Fazbear?
I want a plushie from Freddy Fazbear Security Breach. That's my favorite game, and I want to play right now. Give it to me.
What is... So, it's a plush toy for a character from a game you like.
And yes. I also want the Mango Puppet.
Oh, okay. The Mango
you
Puppet.
Should never order plushies.
And Puppet!
You should never order plushies that are scary because they will be cursed at night.
Okay.
If you've ever seen the Friday night, if you ever seen the Five Nights at Freddy's 4, you'll see that plush trap part.
You know what? I just feel bad for these kids because they never got to experience the greatest action figures, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I have seen some of them. I've even seen some Lego ones.
Oh, dude. But you the original ones were just...
Yeah, it's
which original ones?
Sorry, guys.
These toys and just the games now, I mean, it's just... It's different. I mean, but it's just... I was watching something today about how the computer... The first website back in 1991, how it was just... It pretty much just read as text. And then you push a hyperlink, and then it goes to another page, and it's just text.
Oh, wow.
And then 10 years later, you know, or so, Google Maps... you know, look at Google Maps in comparison to that, where it's actually a map, and you can click on different stuff and stuff like that. So... and it seems like kind of toys are that same thing where we were just playing with little action figures and all that, and that was fun. The kids, they do have the action figures as well, but now they also have the metaverse.
Oh, yeah.
That with virtual reality goggles that they could wear.
I asked for a virtual reality for Christmas, and I didn't get it. That's not fair.
And even though I didn't even get my...
Thanks, John.
I know. This is a good look. That Dad Bash Quarter.
I know.
Comic Good Radio Show. Hey,
didn't get my games.
Which games?
Like that guy from John Madden, he would say, thanks, John. I can't remember his name. What was his name? The guy would always announce with him?
No.
To the 25, there's a flag on the plane.
Pat Summerall. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, John.
Well, we'll be back with all that and more. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz and Abram Ruiz. And we'll be right back.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with Abram, here with other Andres, and with...
John.
Yeah.
I love you. Good job, you five.
Thank you for doing it.
Ow, man. Yeah. Strong, dude.
I know.
Yeah, so welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. And yeah, with myself, Andres Ruiz, and the Pastor John McClain, and with my boys, Andres and Abram. And this next segment, we're going to be talking about my book, which I'm really excited about, really proud of.
And I'm so proud of you, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man. And yeah. I'm grateful for you for the blueprint on how to turn goals into achievement. So this book was just inspired by a workshop that I actually give called The Blueprint on How to Turn Goals into Achievement. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this book is just a very short read. You know, this is the type of book that you could knock out probably like in an hour or two, maybe.
You say that, but there's more to it than that.
I think you're really
diminishing yourself a lot on this, because I mean, you can definitely tell with it, you put in some thought. You can you tell it's like, it's really smooth from head to toe from what I'm seeing so far. Definitely, even the way it looks super legit. Like, this is you did your homework. I know it. You know you may feel kind of like, you know, that imposter syndrome because of, you know, what amount of time you think it should take 10 years. You think it should take a minute. I don't know. You don't know how long a book should take, but
yeah.
And working on it so far, I've made my way through the second chapter, and it's very useful, man. It's nice. Very useful. Like, cool. And you know me, it's not like I'm Boo Boo the Fool over here that isn't out there actively working and doing stuff and staying on top of it and being regimented and teaching other people those same things.
Mm-hmm.
And even as structured and as driven and on top of things are, and as much as I hold myself accountable, this book helped me step it up a little bit.
Nice. Awesome. Thanks, man.
So yeah, that was nice to have a reminder of like things that I don't remind myself of as enough.
Yeah, and I think that's what this book is about, is it's a good way to remind you to revisit your goals and look at and ask yourself the question of what it is that you want to do. Like, and maybe like I always like to do it where, you know, you can look at it the next year, 2023. It could be a guide for your year, the 2022, 2023. I mean, for the rest of your life.
Mm.
That's why I kind of like this book, because it gives you the map every time, and it just asks you the questions that you need to ask yourself every time you want to get to your goals. And it's not just goals and dreams, but it's also like relationship goals, health goals. You'll get to that part. I think maybe you got to that part. Spiritual. I mean, all these areas that I think you need to be working on to make sure that you are in alignment with your purpose, with your goals and your dreams. I mean, in every area, you know, because if your health, if your relationships are falling apart, then your goals are not going to be an achievement. You're not going to be able to turn those goals into achievement. And so I think that's why I do a lot of, I give you tips in this book that are very short and sweet and simple that will help you make sure you have the map towards your goals and your dreams. It also helps you know the reason why you're doing what you're doing, because if you don't have a why and like a why that really drives you, really moves you, you'll give up.
Mm-hmm.
Like you won't continue moving forward because the why is just not strong enough. Mm-hmm. And when the why is not strong enough, that's why a lot of people are like, you know what? This is not going to work. Mm-hmm. This is not for me. So that, and then I also help you with overcoming fears.
Mm.
You know, I also give you some tips on how to overcome fears, make sure that you are not paralyzed by fear, which, you know, what is fear? It's false evidence appearing real. You know, you only make it real in your mind. It's just an illusion. It's just a thought.
Mm.
But that thought is what is holding you back.
That's an interesting thought, because I've heard this notion before, and I don't think I've really kind of rolled it around in the tumbler before of the brain, but it is so true. I mean, even with, like, let's just say you're out in the woods and there is a wild bear running toward you,
mm-hmm.
and once it gets to you, it realistically will maul you and rip you apart. But in that meantime, while from when you see it to when it actually gets to you, It's up to you how you react to
mm-hmm.
it. You could perceive that as being an absolute horror, and that's the worst time of your entire life. You're just terrified. You pee yourself and you poop on yourself a little bit, and nothing feels good. Or in that time, you think rationally, and you think, okay, how do I react, and how mm-hmm. do I move, and blah blah blah. Or you just freeze, and the bear's going to maul you one way or the other. So one way mm-hmm. or the other, this is what's going to happen, and how you react, that's all up to you. That's your party there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Experienced that.
You've experienced that? Yeah?
Yeah.
I've experienced getting ripped.
Really?
By a bear? God.
Yes.
That's why.
Something even worse.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
This yeah. took a turn, my a radical words. Left turn.
Your words, yeah. Remember we were watching that magician?
They about ripped the words? Me to my death.
Yeah, words. We're watching this magician doing some magic and talked about how powerful your words are and how they can, when you speak to like water and you speak to like a seed,
mm-hmm.
how it impacts it. But yeah, absolutely. Your words are powerful. We talk about words, of course. You know, I'm a big believer in words, and also your worthiness, which is very important that you know that you're worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we talk about energy, making sure that you are watching the four areas that are either giving you energy, draining your energy. And then I also help you, like, if you can't afford a coach mm-hmm. or if you don't have a mentor, you know, I give you some questions you can ask yourself that can help you coach yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you ask yourself these questions every single day, this will make sure that you get to like overcome any challenges you're having.
Mm.
And then of course, the visualization part, visualizing it, mm-hmm. you know, which you're part of that chapter. So, be on the lookout for
that. I'm just going to jump right to that chapter.
That's yeah. yeah. So yeah, that's no, chapter
that's
9.
That's cool, man.
And yeah. And yeah, man, just like it's short, sweet, right to the point. Like I like to write my books. I like to get right to the point. And, so people can just say, okay, wow. Like I can get this. I can actually map out my 2022
mm-hmm.
probably maybe in a couple of days. Cause yeah, you're right. It probably wouldn't take you an hour because I ask you some questions that are mm-hmm. really.
Yeah. Think about them. Yeah. I had to sit it down a couple times, go walk around the block and come back and be like, okay, I'll answer this question, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. 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 It was some, like, particularly right out the gate. I'll grab my copy of it here. Where you ask, here's a question I want you to take 5 to 10 minutes to answer. If money and not caring about what other people thought about you was not a problem, what would you do for your life?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound good? You should record that.
That sounds good.
But just that question alone, if money and not caring about what other people thought about you was not a problem, what would you do with your life? Like that question, like that powerful, hits yeah. that mm-hmm. goes hard in the paint right there, like
mm-hmm.
that's that one really makes you look deep down into your soul
mm-hmm.
and ask yourself, like, okay, big guy, what do you want to do? And that's it's, and it's weird, I don't, is again the I'll refer to the The Science of Making Money, or of Getting Money, that you referred me to, that book just recently. And I've actually listened to the whole audiobook.
Because
I had a 6-hour drive to and from Payson.
Dude, why not listen to, you know, yeah, for sure.
And in it, it was talking about, I lost my train of thought. Noah's talking about, in relation to this, just how just living in your purpose and just kind of doing that purposeful work. And this is that question. It's just like, okay, if you're going to do work and you're going to do it purposefully, what are you going to do?
Yep. What are you going to do? And that's a great question to ask yourself, because like, if you just want to make money and that's your goal, then you're not going to be happy, because money can make you happy. Of course, it is very helpful, but if at the end of the day, if you're just doing it for money, you're not going to be happy. And right now, what you said reminded me of my book, Morning Warrior Secrets, in chapter 15, called University on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned this from Brian Tracy, where he says, you know, the average American spends about 300 hours a year in their car, which it's a little over a college semester.
Mm.
But what do we listen to while we're driving? We listen to music. We listen to the same gossip radio all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to the same stuff over and over again. We listen to the same song over and over again. And we don't learn anything from that song. But when you put on an audio with motivation, with education, your brain is growing. You're growing as a human being. Your skill sets are growing. So, you know, if you're the type of person that is constantly listening to the same music, same gossip radio, ask yourself, am I growing by listening to this? And if you're not, ask yourself the question, what is something that I can listen to? What is a skill set that I would like to learn that I could pop in YouTube and start learning about it? And that's called University on Wheels. Just imagine, every time you get in your car, if you were to learn about a skill set, and if you could develop that skill set and monetize that skill set, think about the side income you could make with that skill set. And then eventually you can make it a full-time gig. Imagine you could be working on your terms. So I highly encourage everybody to take the time to listen to some motivational audios, to some audios about developing a new skill set while you're driving. Because if you're listening to the same stuff over and over again, you'll stay the same. So I highly encourage you to, you know, start putting that university on wheels. And if you would like to get a copy of my book, The Blueprint on How to Turn Goals into Achievement, you can go to Amazon and check it out. You can also get a copy of my other book, Morning Warrior Secrets. And then you can also get John's book on Amazon as well. And
Dear Alyssa.
It comes at Dreamer.
Huh? Dear Alyssa.
Dear Alyssa, yeah. Mm. And then you can also get Making College Come True by Dr. J as well. So
just all kinds of books.
Yeah, all kinds of books. Yeah. So, yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show. We appreciate you all for listening. We will be seeing you listening, actually talking to you next week.
All of them.
Stay tuned for Making College Come True Radio.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Yeah, God bless you all.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
La Frontera Center's supportive housing combines affordable housing assistance with wraparound supportive services for people experiencing homelessness as well as people with disabilities. La Frontera Supportive Housing links decent, safe, affordable, community-based housing with flexible, voluntary supported services designed to help the individual live a more productive life. Go to LaFronteraAZ.org for assistance or to donate your time or resources to one of Arizona's most impactful organizations.